You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lindquist, along with Bill Satterley, inviting you to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Kid and the Jazz.
This week we'll be featuring Jimmy Smith, Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars, Art Pepper, Shorty Rogers, and vocalist Anita O'Day.
We'll also hear from Duke Ellington, Billy Taylor, Bucky Picciarelli, Gary Mulligan, and more.
That's 2 full hours of mainstream jazz on the Feeling of Jazz, Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM and online at thelakeshorefm.com.
And we're back at halftime here at Crown Point High School. I'm Dave Woodworth, and being joined here shortly by Mark Smith. At halftime, it is Crown Point leading Hobart by a score of 28-6. Got a couple other halftime scores for you. We had one that had Chesterton over Munster 14-0 at the half, and Andran leading Maryville 14-0 at the half. So a couple of interesting scores there. There are a lot of games being played around the area, and since this is a delayed broadcast, we won't bore you with the partial scores that you'll already know the finals for here, but I thought we could share something with you that you may not be aware of. Let's go ahead and take a look at the real quick countdown on the Renegade Top 10 poll for Northwestern Indiana, beginning with number 10, working our way down to number 1. Our top 10 teams for Northwestern Indiana would be number 10, Portage. Portage opened the season last week with a loss. They led for a power Mishawaka 22-15 in the third quarter before the Cavemen rallied to win at home 29-22. Lake Central is our number 9 team. They won last week over Munster. And this week they are going to be playing East Chicago. They should be able to win that one very easily. In the number 8 position, Hammond Morton. Morton won last week. They are 1-0. They defeated Griffith 21-14. Helped Griffith to 153 yards rushing, but had only 2 turnovers. As Chris McCormick threw 3 touchdown passes. Number 7 this week is Munster with 0-1. They lost to Lake Central, as we mentioned, but they are looking to have a decent to good season this year. Number 6 is Chatterton. They lost in week number 1 to South Bend St. Joseph's on a field goal with just 11 seconds to go. They actually led that game 28-14 and wound up losing it 30-28. Number 5 in our top 10 poll this week is Lowell. You may recall last week, Crown Point defeated Lowell 27-6 at home in their season-opening game. But they are expected to come back strong. They play Morton tonight, and were favored to win that game. Andran, who we just heard was leading Maryville 14-0 at the half, defeated Bishop Knoll big time last week, 69-17. Where Bishop Knoll is just a 1A school. Andran, a number 2A school. They are ranked number 4 in our Renegade poll this week. This week we have number 3, Merrillville. Merrillville took a whipping last week, 64-13, losing to Warren Central there at Demery Stadium. But the Pirates are expected to come back strong this year and have a good season. Crown Point ranked number 2 in the Renegade poll this week, coming off the 27-win. Over Lowell, and of course tonight they lead Hobart by a score of 28-6. And our number 1 team in our Renegade poll for week number 2 is 5A Valparaiso. Valparaiso lost a game that many thought they should have won over Penn, but perhaps Penn is a little stronger than some folks around here seem to think. So anyway, that's our top 10 Renegade poll for week number 2 on USA-365.com. Anyway, that's we've got a couple more minutes before we're going to resume play, before quarter number 3 gets started. Teams are on the field right now doing some stretching exercises. And let's take a short break here on USA365.com.